This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hey, Patriots. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Short of It. Let's get started by putting God first with little good news from His Word. Psalm 27:4. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing that I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in His temple. Okay, y'all. So I've seen some articles in the news this week that have made me pause and also made it abundantly clear that we are going to have to put some action behind our words to get rid of some of these terrible policies that some of these governors and mayors are trying to push on our states. Let me be clear. By that, I mean nothing illegal, nothing violent. We are not the left. We don't stoop to those levels. We go through the proper channel and we do what is constitutionally right. So again, nothing violent, nothing illegal. But I'm sure you've heard about the Houston, Texas mayor is now going to fine people $250 for not wearing masks. He said, it's the new normal. I hate that phrase. Now, I want to go back to how America was before this whole plandemic came about. Oh, and just today, listen to this, New York City to have COVID-19 checkpoints at major bridges and tunnels. Are you freaking kidding me? De Blasio says, they'll be reminded that it's required, not optional. They'll be reminded that failure to quarantine is a violation of state law, and it comes with serious penalties. In fact, under certain circumstances, the fines can be as high as $10,000. So this is serious stuff. Travelers who have visited 35 states or territories within the high COVID-19, the Chinese Wuhan transmission rates, are required to complete a State Department of Health travelers form and quarantine for a period of 14 days upon entering New York City. So you want me to fill out a form so you can give to the health department. So if I don't sign it, you can then arrest me because you think I'm going to go happily spread the virus around, which nobody does, by the way. That is absolutely terrible. And then just yesterday, Arlington, Virginia passes sidewalk spacing legislation and violators would be fined $100. So in Arlington, you have to social distance and they're restricting pedestrians to be in groups no larger than three. Are you serious right now? Are we children? Do we not know how to take care of ourselves? I mean, if that's not micromanaging our lives, I don't know what is. This should infuriate you. Their phones should be ringing nonstop. If you are calling your representatives right now, please let me know because it gives me hope. Because I know there's a lot of patriots out there that do put actions behind their words, but we need everybody on board. If you are calling representatives weekly, daily, let me know. I'm on Twitter at Red Hat Christy, or you can send us an email at redhatfeedback@gmail.com. I would really appreciate knowing what everyone is doing out there. And also, did you see this? What the WHO is trying to do now? They're saying that there may be no silver bullet for the coronavirus. We all hope to have a number of effective vaccines that can help prevent people from infection. However, there is no silver bullet at the moment, and there might never be. And so the WHO chief is urging governments and citizens, instead of putting faith in their vaccine, they should focus on what's known to work against the coronavirus. Testing, that contact tracing, and maintaining physical distancing. And of course, wearing a mask. You know, who put the WHO in charge? Who are they? I mean, are they the president of the United States of America? I don't think so. I think that they're giving terrible advice. All they're doing is spreading fear. It's all about fear. That's what's happening right now. And they're coming up with the stupidest stuff. There was a couple articles in our local Fox newspapers, because you know how Fox News is being kind of iffy right now. One was, tall people are more susceptible to the coronavirus. And also the other one, does air conditioners cause coronavirus? And does secondhand smoke cause coronavirus? Can you walk outside and get hit by a bus and die of the coronavirus? It's all about fear. We just can't give into the fear. Look, we can be cautious, but let's not be ridiculous. Let's not be stupid. Let's not let them take away our rights. Peacefully protest, make the phone calls, send the emails, support good people that are running locally, and definitely support President Trump in November. And that's the short of it. Two quick things before I go. If you would like to support our work, the easiest way you can do that is just to listen to the podcast. Click listen and share. That's it. If you would like to become a patron, all you have to do is go to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. We really appreciate all the support. Thanks, y'all.